On Midwest Week, how one woman from the Quad Cities survived last year's prolonged flood. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Meg McLaughlin, photographer for the Dispatch Argus, the Quad City Times, and Muscatine Journal. So, Meg, you followed this lady for a year or so. How did it all get started? How did you get interested in her?
I was assigned to take a picture of Nancy Riesbeter. They had asked, John Marks had asked that I could maybe persuade her to get a photo of her at her hotel. And I was obviously very confused because I had no idea what was going on. So he gave me a little more context. And I found out that Nancy was an elderly woman who was living along River Drive. The big Mississippi flood happened, and she unfortunately was out of a home. She had to give up her flood insurance in order to pay for a life-saving surgery. And so she, after that, she then, that was in October, not thinking that it would flood in the historic levels that it did, and unfortunately then was just put out. The Red Cross had put her up in a motel in Moline, and I was just going to take her picture for a daily assignment, just hoping, you know, whatever John Marks was going to do would hopefully be enough. But I ended up following this woman for 8 months after that, was really interested in her story.
So it all started with John, who seems to know everyone.
And yes,
went
he does.
On from there.
And yes,
then,
he does.
Then you got to take over. How badly was her house flooded? It was on River Drive in Moline, right?
It was. So Nancy is a very humble woman. She was terrified at the idea that I would take a photo of her at her motel. So she actually offered to meet me at her home. At that point, that was around April. So it was, the floodwaters had receded just a little bit, just enough that we could get to the home. And so I took her photo at her home, and when I was there, I saw it, the house was completely ruined. The stains on the walls, I mean, it was hip level in some of the areas in the home. It smelled terribly. The fumes were just awful, and the furniture that she was unable to move was just completely battered. Everything was just really gross. I was nervous taking a person into that home. I was nervous being in that home, so I could not see how this home would ever be able to be saved. I thought it was going to end up being razed, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, I saw a picture, and it seemed like it was like the water was halfway up the house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She showed me her basement that day, and you couldn't get past the second stair to get down to the basement. The water, it was like a swimming pool, like a deep end of a swimming pool. I had never seen anything like that before.
And then so she had to move out of her house back in April, but then she had to move several times at least, right?
So she ended up, when I had met her, she was on her last day with the motel because the Red Cross had only given her 2 weeks to stay in the motel. And at that point, Nancy was completely lost. She has family, but none of them are in town and none of them are particularly close with her any longer. And so she really had no one. She had nowhere to go. So she decided to move back to her house, even though there was nothing to move back to, just because she had nowhere to go. Her car was also ruined in the floodwaters. So she had nothing. So she ended up moving back to her home, staying in the room that was the least affected by the water for a couple days before she was she was able to stay at a friend's house for a couple more days. So she then moved from her friend's house, and ironically enough, because she was staying in the basement of her friend's house, that flooded 3 days after moving in there. And so she needed to move out looking for a place to stay. There was an anonymous donor, a person who was affected by the story they read in the paper. They offered to put her up at Park Vista in East Moline. It's a nursing home there, before she was finally able to move back into her home in August.
So didn't she get some help moving back in? I mean, she just didn't move back in with all that flood damage and everything.
Absolutely. So it was really cool because the readers actually are the reason why Nancy has a home today. The readers who felt strongly about her story and felt empathy, they ended up all pitching in. Warner's Restoration Inc., they came in and completely restored her home into a place where, honestly, I'd love to live myself. So they did an amazing job. There were readers that reached out to me and all sorts of people. They wanted to give money. They wanted to give her little dog, Toby, dog food and treats. And there was a woman that came out and groomed Toby for her free of cost. People had really stepped up to help this woman who had nothing and no one.
Okay. And you mentioned initially that she had no flood insurance. She'd had it before?
She did. She had flood insurance. She had only stayed in this house 12 years prior to the flood. She is from Galva originally. She owned a bar and she was a single mom for a while. So she was smart, and she had flood insurance, and she was still getting by paycheck to paycheck after being, you know, or I'm sorry, not paycheck. She was retired. So she was getting by on what she had left. And after she was diagnosed with breast cancer in October of 2018, she was faced with the decision because her current insurance wasn't going to pay the whole surgery. And that copay ended up being about $3,000. Mm-hmm. And that ended up being the exact amount of money that she was spending on flood insurance. And so she took a risk that would save her life. Unfortunately, saving her life then led to having a completely different life. Her quality of life was then affected.
Okay, so is everything back to normal now, more or less?
More or less, things are back to normal. Nancy is feeling better, which is a really wonderful thing. After I saw her recently, she had very short hair from chemo and everything, and now her hair is almost to her shoulders. She looks great. She feels great, and she's just really grateful for everything. So I would say it's probably a little better than normal.
Okay,
I think she feels loved, and I don't think she had felt that way in a really long time.
What does she say about the future? Does she consider moving? I mean, if she's by the river, is this going to happen again?
I think that's entirely plausible. She does have flood insurance now. The same anonymous donor that had donated the Park Vista stay also decided to pay for her flood insurance for at least a couple years. And so she does have flood insurance. I think she fell in love with Park Vista. She is getting older. She's 76. So I think she is getting older, and I think she's thinking of the future. And I think she'd love to be in a nursing home. But right now, I think she's just relishing in her new palace, if you will.
And what about her neighbors? I mean, there's some other people living near her along River Drive in Moline. Were they similarly affected?
That's a really good question. There's a dentist office that was ended up being pretty good. They didn't have quite the same effect. Where she's at is very, very, very close to the water. She is the only home in that little stretch there that is as close to the water as it is that isn't raised. Her very next door neighbor there, it's a rental property. And so they ended up getting by pretty well because they didn't really stay there very often. So it really was just Nancy.
What about readers? Did you get the feeling that right away they were following this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We heard from John Polly with Warner's Restoration the very next day. That very next morning at 8 in the morning, I received a call from John Polly to ask how he could help and wanted me to get him into contact with her. I had people emailing me, Facebook messages, Twitter. I was shocked to see the response of how many people wanted to step up and care. And that put me in a weird position because as a photojournalist, it's not my job to facilitate, you know, money or donation items. So, and as she is an elderly woman, she also wasn't quite sure how to contact all these people. So it was an overwhelming amount of people that wanted to help. But that was definitely very hard to navigate all that help to make sure we could facilitate it correctly so it would get back to her. Mm-hmm. And it was a crazy couple months it was a good crazy couple months to see how many people in the Quad Cities were willing to step up and care and help this woman.
So how did you facilitate this? I mean, was there a bank account with your name on it, or were you, just carrying envelopes back and forth or something?
I tried not to. I followed behind her, and we went to her bank, and I explained to Nancy that she would need to set up a P.O. box so that people could donate to the P.O. box and hopefully get a GoFundMe. And so people at the bank, the American Trust Bank, they really were the ones that helped her. So I tried to guide her as much as I could without really staying involved. But things like dog food or other items that people were given, I decided that was probably not going to be the worst thing I would do if I just dropped it off at her house.